There's that school bell. Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you are now entering class session 553. And the Sunday school lesson we're going to be looking at today was written for the Sunday schools of March the 30th, 1924. And it is a review of Abraham the Solomon. You see, in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we've been looking at Elam's notes that were written for the Sunday schools of 1924, and that these notes are going through different Sunday school lessons that give us an overview of the history that is in the Bible, and we're particularly looking here at the Old Testament. When we are through with all these history lessons, we're going to have a series of lessons on the life of Christ, and I know we're looking forward to that. And this, coming on March the 30th, 1924, ends the first quarter, and it's a review lesson of the lessons we've had, beginning with Abraham and going to Solomon. There is a golden text for this lesson, Psalm 103 and verse 8. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. And the devotional reading is the 138th Psalm. It has this inscription, a Psalm of David. And here's how the Psalm reads. I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and give thanks unto thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day that I called, thou answeredest me. Thou didst encourage me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall give thee thanks, O Jehovah, for they have heard the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing of the ways of Jehovah. For great is the glory of Jehovah. For though Jehovah is high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the haughty he knoweth from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand will save me. Jehovah will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy hands. That is the devotional reading, Psalm 138. And in this review lesson, I thought it would be good to simply call the names of some of those whom we have studied in this journey, this historical journey, from Abraham to Solomon. And you can recall their stories as you hear their names. There's Abraham, Lot, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Simeon, Judah, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb, Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Gideon, Deborah, and Barak, Abimelech, Jephthah, Samson, Eli, Hannah, Samuel, Saul, Jonathan, David, and Solomon. What great names of great spiritual significance. This is what we've been studying in this Bible school, and we're going to continue this study as we go into the second quarter and turn the page now to the Sunday school lesson for April the 6th, 1924, and we're going to read about a kingdom that is rent asunder. Now, before we begin that lesson, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And let me call your attention especially to our Wednesday evening Bible study. This is in the middle of the week, and you can come and gather together with those that love the Lord and that love His work. And we're engaging in a study that we're calling the Community Heart to Heart Bible Study. And we're doing this because of a publication that we send out to all of the households from Viola to McMinnville called Heart to Heart, House to House, or House to House, Heart to Heart. It's just full of good Bible lessons, and we're kind of using that little publication as a Sunday school book as we review those lessons and answer the questions and engage in the activities that are there, and it is quite an enjoyable study. You do not have to be a member of the church at Rockcliffe to attend. In fact, we really would like community members to come and to see what we're doing, and you will be most welcome either to simply watch how we do this, or if you want to participate as we go through this Bible study, and we'll discuss these things together. You'll find it a very enjoyable time. We're doing this because we love God, and we love God's Word, and we love you, and we know the very best thing for you is to get into your Bible and get into a Bible study. And so that's why we're doing it, and you can take advantage of that to your own benefit if you choose to. But now let's get back to our Sunday school lessons from 1924. This is the second quarter beginning in April of that year on how they did their quarters. It's an outline of Old Testament history from the division of the kingdom to the close of the Old Testament. And this lesson is a kingdom rent asunder. We're going to be studying in detail the text from 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 12 through 20. And I'll read that text now. It says, "So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king bade, saying, 'Come to me,' again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and spake unto them after the counsel of the young men, saying, 'My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions.' So the king hearkened not unto the people, for it was a thing brought about by Jehovah, that he might establish his word, which Jehovah spake by Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, 'What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now to see thine own house, David.' So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the men subject to task work, and all Israel stoned him to death with stones. And King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was returned, that they sent and called him into the congregation, and made him king over Israel. And there was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only." The two names you need to keep in mind here are Rehoboam and Jeroboam. I know they sound similar. Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Remember this. Rehoboam was the son of Solomon, and it was he who was to reign as king in Jerusalem. But Jeroboam was the one the people in northern Israel chose to be their king. It was Jeroboam that led the revolt against Rehoboam. And so the kingdom was rent asunder, with northern Israel being ruled by King Jeroboam, and Judah and Benjamin and those in the south being ruled by the son of Solomon, Rehoboam. All right, there is a golden text for this Sunday school lesson. Proverbs 16 and verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The devotional reading consists of two psalms. Now, they're both psalms that have three verses each. Psalm 131 and Psalm 133. And they both have the same inscription, a song of ascents of David. Here's Psalm 131. Jehovah, my heart is not haughty, neither mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things too wonderful for me. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in Jehovah from this time forth and forevermore. And then the 133rd Psalm with the same inscription, a song of ascents of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and came down upon the skirts of his garments, like the dew of Hermon that cometh down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Now, as we begin this Sunday school lesson, there are a number of geographic notes. And one of the ways to study the Bible is to study places in the Bible. And these geographic notes are going to be a study of the places leading up to the time we're studying now, when the kingdom was rent asunder, about the history of Shechem and Bethel and Dan and another village here. It was Beersheba and Penuel. Those are the cities. Shechem, Bethel, Dan, and Penuel. And so we'll begin this. It tells us that Shechem was an important town in Palestine. It was in Samaria, in the valley between Mount Jezreel on the south and Mount Ebal on the north, the Mount of Blessing and the Mount of Cursing. And the note in Elam's note says, see Deuteronomy 27. Now keep Shechem in mind as we read this. And if we run out of time, we'll pick this back up in our next class. Deuteronomy 27. And Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandment which I command you this day. And it shall be on that day when you pass over the Jordan into the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them the words of this law which thou art passed over, that thou mayest go into the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Jehovah the God of thy fathers has promised. And it shall be, when ye pass over Jordan, that ye shall set up these stones which I command you this day, and Mount Ebal thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and there shalt thou build an altar unto Jehovah thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt lift up no iron tool upon them, and thou shalt build the altar of Jehovah of God of unhewn stones. And thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto Jehovah thy God, and thou shalt sacrifice peace offerings, and thou shalt rejoice before Jehovah thy God, and thou shalt write upon these stones the words of this law very plainly. What we're going to see, this is near the town of Shechem, and we'll continue reading this chapter in our next class, Deuteronomy 27.